ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट नंबर 23। एवं निवसतस्तस्य राज लालयानस्य तत्सुतान् कालो अत्यागान् महान् राजन् अष्टाशीत्यायुषः समाः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। माय डियर किंग, while he thus spent his time in abominable sinful activities to maintain his life of many sons, 88 years of his life passed by. There is no purport, so we'll take the next verse. Tasya pravayasah putra dashate sham tu yo avamah balo narayano namna pitroscha daito bhusham. That old man Ajamil had 10 sons, of whom the youngest was a baby named Narayan. Since Narayan was the youngest of all the sons, he was naturally very dear to both his father and his mother. Purport. The word pravayasah indicates Ajamil's sinfulness. Because although he was 88 years old, he had a very young child. According to Vedic culture, one should leave home as soon as he has reached 50 years of age. One should not leave at home and go on producing children. Sex life is allowed for 25 years between the ages of 25 and 45, or at the most 50. After that, one should give up the habit of sex life and leave home as a vanprastha and then properly take sannyas. Ajamil, however, because of his association with a prostitute, lost all Brahminical culture and became most sinful, even in his so-called household life. Om Adnyan. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing our narration of this Ajamil's case study about the protection of the Lord, which is offered to his devotees, as the Lord promises in second chapter 40th verse, Nehabhikarmana Ashosti, Pratyavayona Vidyate, Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya, Trayate Mahato Bhayat. That even if somebody makes a small endeavor on this path towards the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, a small endeavor, just like a little step or a waving of a hand or chanting of holy name, even directly or indirectly, even with understanding or without understanding the meaning. Some way or another, if someone takes even there are Shastras say that even with enviousness or anger, which is not to be followed, but even if someone takes a step towards the Lord with enviousness or anger, still the results which he obtains are immense. And that is the munificent nature of the Supreme Lord. Although many times some people who approach the Lord with enviousness get killed, but the results which they obtain are really very difficult even for many sages sometimes to attain. So that is the merciful nature of the Supreme Lord. And here Krishna's protection, and how Lord Shri Krishna, out of love, reciprocates with people who have taken his shelter is very nicely shown in this case study of Ajamil. Because Ajamil, as we all know, was a very nice, gentle, pious spiritualist in his young age. But somehow or other, unfortunately, he had some problems in his spiritual life. And as we are now hearing, his another part of his life where he had forgotten his spiritual life and how sinful or degraded he has become. And the description is that Ajamil was maintaining, he spent his time in abominable activities, sinful activities, and that sinful activities were described in the yesterday's verse. Bandhair kaitavais garhitam ruttim astitha. This fallen Brahman Ajamil gave trouble to others by arresting them, bandhai, by cheating them, kaitavai, and cheating them in gambling, or by directly plundering them. Sometimes he would tie up the people, sometimes he would cheat them, and then sometimes he would directly plunder them. No question of cheating or tying up, just go and just take away by force. In this way, he earned his livelihood and maintained his wife and children. So certainly Ajamil was a very piously born Brahman in the city of Kanyakubja. Somehow other got this association of this prostitute and got degraded. But we can study one point in this case of prostitutes being seen by Ajamil, was that although Ajamil was a well-trained Brahman, a pious life, but still as soon as he saw this prostitute, his improper desires, they rose up from the seeds in the heart. So we have heard that there are four types of reactions of our sinful activities. Aprarabdham phalam papam, kutam bijam phalon mukham. So one is which have been fructified, one is which are going to be fructified, one is in the seed form, and one is which are going to be long time to be fructification. But one of these reactions in this material world means that every time we perform a sinful activity, we increase our proclivity of performing that sinful activity more and more. And actually if we see, that is a real dangerous reaction. Because if we do something wrong and we get the reaction that things are over, it's quite okay. If you do something wrong, say I pickpocket or something like that, and then if I get punishment for 2 days in jail and the things are over, then it's actually very easy and very good situation. But what happens is that my proclivity of sinful activity, my tendency to perform sinful activity goes on increasing. So although I got a reaction for my particular act, my heart is full of seeds and tendencies to do that act again and again. And that will cause him perform that act many more times. It's just like an addiction of any addiction in this world. Smoking, drinking. Every time you smoke, you are going to get more and more addicted to smoking. Even one cigarette if you smoke extra, that is going to make you addict a little more. And your desires to smoke are going to increase. Similarly, in this material world, whatever sinful activity, illegal activity from the point of view of scriptures, we perform has its own reaction. But along with that, a dangerous package is there. That is, you become more and more inclined to perform many more times similar act. And so that you will get many more times such a reaction. And that's a very dangerous package. Also on the equal side, there is, as devotees, they see pap and punya from the same vision in one way. On the other side, if you are just attached to perform pious activities of like yajnas and sacrifices, which are not spiritually or devotionally inclined, they are also in a similar way, in addictive in nature. Like we hear this case of Puranjan. He was so addicted to perform these sacrifices of animal killing. He was just going on doing it one hour after another, continuously. As Jayaram Prabhu was saying, there were pools of blood and all these things were there. He was completely, it was a pious, in the sense of it was according to scripture somewhere and like that. But still, people in this material world, this is what is called conditioned nature. If it is so easy that we just perform the act, pious or sinful, and get a reaction, then it's very cheap deal. It's very cheap deal. But what actually happens is by that pious or sinful act, we get a strong tendency to perform that act again and again. And that is actually a very costly deal. Because once a reaction is quite cheap deal, and Parikshit Maharaj points that out. He points that out just few verses back, that dushta shutabhyam yat papam. जानन अपि आत्मनोहितम करोति भूय विवश प्रायश्चित्त अथो कथम. प्रायश्चित्त इज लाइक वन पर्टिकुलर सिनफुल एक्ट एंड वन रिएक्शन. बट परीक्षित महाराज इज सेइंग दैट्स नॉट अ गुड गुड वे बिकॉज दुष्ट श्रुताभ्याम यद पापम. ही हैज सीन दैट दिस इज नॉट वेरी गुड एक्टिविटी एंड ही हैज हर्ड ऑल्सो दिस इज ऑल्सो नॉट गुड एक्टिविटी. He also knows for himself it is not good. Like many times if we ask the smokers, don't you know it will cause cancer? He said, we know, but what can we do? Janan api atmanohitam. They know that it is not good for them. They can see it, that their family is getting destroyed by this drinking habit. Dushta, shutabhyam. They have heard many times from many people that you should not engage into. They have decided many times that I will not engage now. They have decided many times that I will not smoke, I will not drink. This is the last time. I will not do it again. But still, karoti bhuya vivasha. A person performs these sinful activities again and again. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj says, this your answer of singling a sinful act and taking a reaction, like doing something to negate the reaction, is not very much appreciated. Because we don't mind suffering that one reaction as well. But the tendencies that come to perform that act again and again, karoti bhuya vivasha. Bhuya means again and again, doing it again and again. And that's very dangerous reaction and very difficult to overcome. And therefore he says, kaschit nivatate abhadrat, kaschit charati tat puna. Prayaschittam atho partha, manne kunjara shauchavat. These people, sometimes they decide, I will not smoke for 2 days. Kaschit nivartate abhadrat. Sometimes they retire from sinful activity. Nivartate, retire, we can say. They give up sinful activity. Kaschit nivartate abhadrat. Kaschit charati tat punah. But after retirement, again, they walk on the same path. Kaschit charati tat punah. And therefore he says, prayaschittam atha aparatha. Atham aparatha, apa artha. Artha means some meaning, meaningful. And apa artha means meaningless. So Parikshita says this prayaschittam is meaningless. Just like an elephant's bath is meaningless. Bath is very meaningful, but when an elephant takes bath, it is meaningless because he is again taking dust over his body. Similarly, Parikshita says, I have seen. Prabhupada says he had his own practical experience. And because he was a king, he had many times had to chastise sinful people who are breaking laws. And he said, while they are in the jail, they are contemplating that how I will go out next time, break the laws, but I will take care how I will not be caught. They are not in the jail, they are not thinking that how I should not break the laws again, or how I should improve. They think, oh, I did this mistake this time, so I got caught. So they are planning how I should improve myself in not getting caught. So Parikshit Maharaj has his own practical experience. He has seen in his own life that people are sent to jail, but instead of getting improved, their tendency to perform sinful activity remains. So this conditioned nature, either on the pious side, like there is scale, positive and negative, and there is zero. So either on the pious side or on the sinful side, it's very strong to give up. People who are piously attached, they are very difficult to stop that activities, donation and things like that. It's better one way, but one way it is not better also. Because pious activities only in themselves are not at all going to help you in any way to get out of this material world. They will keep in this material world in a little better, so-called better situation, higher planets. But higher planets also, there is equal death. As we are fearful of death, Brahmaji is also fearful of death. Equally. I don't think Brahmaji has big lifespan of 3 trillion, 40 billion years. That means he is very peacefully enjoying. No, as we are fearful of death, as a bird is fearful of death, as a bed bug is fearful of death, in a similar, equally similar way, Brahmaji and Indra are also fearful of death. As in this material world, a politician is fearful of losing his seat after 5 years. We see Indra is also fearful. Some other person becomes powerful, he becomes fearful. Equally, it's not less or more. So in that way, pious activities in themselves are not capable of relieving a person from this materialistic punarapi janaram punarapi मरणम पुनरपि जननी जठरे शयनम यह संसारे बहु दुष्टार. दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज अ वेरी टफ प्लेस एंड अगेन बर्थ एंड अगेन डेथ. पुनरपि जननी जठरे शयनम एंड अगेन अगेन स्लीपिंग इन द वूम्ब ऑफ अ मदर. सो दिस कैनॉट बी अवॉइडेड. आइदर यू मे हैव टू टेक बर्थ इन अ वूम्ब ऑफ अ कल्चर्ड जेंटल लेडी और यू मे हैव टू टेक बर्थ इन द वूम्ब ऑफ अ लो क्लास अनकल्चर्ड सिनफुल लेडी. दैट डजेंट मेक द पेन ऑफ टेकिंग बर्थ इन द वूम्ब एनी लेस और मोर. यू कैंट से आई एम टेकिंग बर्थ इन सम in America, so I am enjoying in the womb of a mother. No. Or I am taking birth in a Brahmani's womb. It doesn't make any difference. It's the same pain of birth, same pain of death. You can't say, I am Brahman who is dying. No, it's same. Punarapi jananam, punarapi. Oh no, I am very rich man who I am dying, so I should have less pain. Or I am very beautiful who I am dying. It's the same. Either you are beautiful at the time of birth and at the time of death. And when you are sick and when you are old, Janma, Ishvara, Shruti, Shri bhi can't influence you. When you are sick, your beauty, your knowledge, your strength, your birth, your fame. In fact, sometimes famous people suffer more if they get sick or if they get old, because the insult is more like, just like when somebody is very powerful, somebody like, therefore we see sometimes famous people, when they become old, they suffer more and they commit suicide. Because they are raised to such a high limit that to face this, the reality of material world becomes really a great opposite end. Contrast, big contrast. From such a beautiful fame of Miss Universe, they can't tolerate even a single wrinkle on their face. In that way, if somebody is not very beautiful, he says, anyway, it's okay. Something, the 19-20 ka farak ho gaya. It's nothing much. But if somebody is very strong, and when he becomes old, it's very difficult for him to take that. I was strong, I could defeat anyone, and no, I cannot stand also properly. It's so depressive for him. No, I cannot move my hand. With these hands, I destroy any opponent. In fact, that becomes more difficult. So when he becomes old, it's not going to be, oh, you are very strong. Or Yamraj will not come with some different. Yamdutas will not come with some. There is no first class AC, second class in Yamdutas, railway or airways. All are same class. When you die, Yamdutas, if you are going to be faced by Yamdutas, the same class all have to travel. Here we can choose. Executive class, business class, AC, first class, Yamdutas don't have any consideration. So, whether with sinful activities we see this material world, this birth, old age, deceased, they are going to be faced equally by all class of people. There's no different consideration. In fact, sometimes those who are higher up may face on a more stronger side, more difficult to take these birth, old age, disease and death. It's just like doctor becomes diseased. He becomes more confused. What happened? He doesn't understand what's happening. So it's always recommended a doctor should go to another doctor to get cured. They say you don't try on yourself because you get more confused. So something like that happens. So therefore, this material world, when somebody is this sinful activity, he gets completely bound up. And pious and sinful activity is not going to actually make a big difference. Therefore, saints, the real spiritual age, don't take big difference between both of them. And this Ajamil we see in the next verse. He was continuing with his sinful activities till the age of 88. He was completely in home. At the age of 88, he has a newborn baby who could not speak properly. Also, his father could not speak properly because he was also 88. And he could not chew. So he had to chew on his food. So it is said in the next verse, when he would chew, he would call his son to chew on his food. So they have to both practice. Prabhupada also says, sometimes when people become old, they become like child. They want all attention and things like that. So but that was his case. He was so old, but still he was having children, trying to get money, satisfying all the children, their profession and things like that, clothes and jewelry and demands and all the toys and all these things. For that he has to get money by all these bandhair and all these means which we just read in the yesterday's verse. So he was continuing his sinful life. Pravayasa. Vaya means age. And vayasa means of an old age. Pra, advanced age. He was still continuing with maintaining his family, and some other he has kept the name of his child, Narayan. So he was very dear. And Srila Prabhupada says in this verse that a person who should try to retire or give up his activities at the age of 50 preferably, maybe somewhere here and there. But here's Ajamil's case, we say till the age of 88. He was in a prime of his activities, materialistic and sinful. We hear a case, similar case, once he was a king of Japan. And the prince was already 60 years old. The king was about 90. So still he was not willing to give up his position. Prince is waiting, when I will become king? He is already 60. He is already past his retirement age. And he is still prince. So this is what we see in this material world. When the people are not trained, they are completely attached to their position. They don't want to give up. This is classical case. The prince is waiting. He is already past retirement age. I don't know what will be the next prince. So like that is the case of material world. Ajamil was in the same position. The general idea is in this material world, yes, brahmachari, gruhastha, vanprastha and sannyas, is by the point we reach our death. On a general scale, it will be like 60, 70, 80 years old in present age. We should be practiced to give our to think of Krishna always. It's very important. We are discussing in our base class. Lord Shri Krishna makes it very clear that there is no excuse or an easy way out than thinking of Krishna always. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is called Attaining the Supreme, Lord Krishna many times stresses again and again, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ananyas chintayantu mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam ananya paryupat nitya satata. All these words are used again and again. That means one has to not remember Krishna now and not afterwards. He has to practice remember Krishna 24 hours a day. And sometimes there is an excuse being put up that, oh, I am working, I am doing some job, I am cutting vegetables, I am cleaning, I am washing clothes, I am doing business, I have a shop. So many things. Krishna doesn't take these into consideration. He says you have to think of Krishna always. And he tells Arjuna also, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yuddhacha. What do you do all the time? You remember me and then fight. So even Krishna is stressing that first you remember, first practice remembering me, mam anusmara, and then fight. Because sometimes you may give the logic. You see, to remember Krishna while signing a check is difficult. We are doing business. To remember Krishna while driving is difficult. Do you think to remember Krishna at the time of death is easy? To remember Krishna at the time of death is much, 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 much more difficult than driving a car or signing a check or cooking or all these things. To remember Krishna at the time of death is much, 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 much more, hundreds and billions of times more difficult to remember. If we can't remember while driving, how can we remember while dying? If we can't remember while cooking, how can we remember while dying? Dying is such a big case, such a big event in itself. Such a body is physically gone, mentally disrupted, all these things. If we are not practiced to remember Krishna in this life while doing all our activities, none of our activity in this whole room is comparable to the activity of Arjun of fighting a battlefield. No one can compare that our activity is so much intensive and demanding as fighting a battlefield. But even during that time, Lord Krishna is instructing Arjuna, you have to remember me and fight. Why? Because to remember at a time of death is more difficult. To remember Krishna at a time of death is more difficult. In a similar way, we have to practice remembering Krishna while doing all our daily activities. Because to remember Krishna at the time of death is millions of times more difficult. If we can't remember him while walking, while sitting, while bathing, while cooking, while traveling, everything, how can we remember during death? You think it's very easy? If it's getting difficult while these simple activities, during death, it's not very easy. So at least, therefore it is, there some verses comes in Bhagavatam, that if someone remembers Krishna when he slips, or when he falls down, well, that is more closer to death than all our daily activity like bathing and all these things. Like sometimes we fall down, we say, anything except Krishna. We remember mother, like that. So it is the checkmate, or sometimes we are walking on the road and there is stone and we hit. Sometimes we give some bad words. So there are these cases in verses in Bhagavatam. And during such times, if we can remember Krishna, we should understand maybe we are a little bit closer. Because they are like coming instants. Death will also come like a instant. And then if the death comes, we say, oh rascal, Yamduta. We give bad words to him. Or we think of our bank balance. Or something like that. Then Krishna's smaranam is very difficult. So Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita many times in the 8th chapter that you have to remember me always. There is no other excuse. You have to remember me at a time of death. But to remember me at a time of death, you have to remember me always. The remember me at a time of death is the final success. But for that, you have to remember me always, 24 hours a day. Like modern, previously I remember, people were very easy. Banks were 5 days a week, 6 days a week. No, the advertisement, 24/7/365. Now our bank works 24 hours, 7 days, all around the year, or something like that. We are open, we are there to serve you. Previously it was not so. It was like few days and then holiday. No, the advertisement, 24/7. Always. That is the formula which we should pick up. Not that sometimes we remember Krishna. No, always you have to practice. Abhyas. It's difficult, but abhyas. Practice again and again remembering Krishna. And when someone wants to speak of remembering Krishna in a positive way, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, this is a very wonderful verse and a very good example today we have. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says very simple fact which we discussed in few days back, when I gave the class last time, that even if you just know that Krishna's birth and activities are divya, janma karma cha me divyam, you can become free from material world. Just by knowing that no reactions Krishna can have no reactions. Namam karmani limpanti. If you know that Krishna cannot be bound by any reactions, you are also not bound by reactions. And we have this case study of today, Kamsa. Kamsa was envious of Krishna, yes. But he had something more than that. What was that? Although he was enemy of Krishna, although he was thinking Krishna in an enemy with an enmity, although he wanted to defeat or kill Krishna, but he knew that Krishna or Vishnu can never be killed. The point was, Kamsa knew that Krishna or Vishnu can never be killed. And because of this knowledge about Krishna, that Krishna can never be killed, he got mukti. Janma karma chame divyam. He had this little. He did not have full idea. But he had little idea that Kamsa knew that Krishna cannot be killed. That simple knowledge led him to mukti. Prabhupada explains that in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 1st chapter, text number 67. That this knowledge of Krishna, that Krishna cannot be killed, took Kamsa to liberation. So if only that much, just that much knowledge that Krishna cannot be killed, even though Kamsa was envious and having enemy mood towards Lord Krishna, still that knowledge took him to the Supreme Lord, at least in the way of liberation. To what to speak of someone who is a devotee and who knows about Krishna fully, or as far as his capacity can go, he can be assured to go back to Krishna. Krishna says in 10th canto, 1st chapter itself, he says, I know during the time of death, apasmruti. Smruti means memory. And apasmruti means forgetfulness. Krishna says, yes, as this king Kulashekhar says, prana prayana samaye kafavatta pittair kanthava rodha sasmaranam kuthaste. That, oh my dear Lord, when the time of death comes, as we are discussing, it's too difficult. How can I remember you? Smaranam kutaste. Krishna also says, yes, apasmruti. It's very, mind is already flickering. Our mind is already flickering in this materialistic life. At a time of death, it is getting out of control. It's very difficult to remember Krishna. But Prabhupada, not Prabhupada, Lord Krishna promises, if you take shelter of me throughout your life, if you perform devotional service, at a time of death, I will give shelter to your mind. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. Ultimately, all remembrance, forgetfulness, and knowledge comes from Lord Shri Krishna. And Krishna promises here that even if you forget, I will give shelter to your mind. Your mind is also flickering, and mind takes us to our next destination. Our mind takes us to our next destination. In this material world also we see, no activity any human beings perform without his first thinking about it. Is there any activity which any one of you have performed without thinking about it? You might have thought it 2 seconds before or 2 years before. But you think first and then you do it. There is no activity in this world which we perform without first thinking. You may think 2 seconds before, even 1 second before, or maybe a year or 2 or 10 years before. But first the mind goes there. And the body follows. Nothing, we just can't do anything without the mind being there. Let me go to hotel. Let me go to do this. Anything. First, mind thinks. Let me take a bath. Let me take some rest. First, mind thinks, the body follows. Similarly, at a time of death, mind takes us to the next stage. So mind is very flickering. Krishna says, don't worry. I will protect you. Your mind, it may try to run away here and there. I will give him shelter at my lotus feet. In this way, you will remember me and come back to me. And this is very nicely glorified. This is the most conventional knowledge. That how the Supreme Lord, which is told in 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Why is 9th chapter so confidential? If you see, many points in 9th chapter has been described in other places of Bhagavad Gita also. But 9th chapter is very confidential because it tells us how the Lord reciprocates with his devotees. How the Lord, in another way, just the great capacity of Lord is like a king. Yes. Here, 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, I go out of my way and reciprocate with my devotees to protect them, to bring them back to Godhead. Otherwise, Krishna can be peaceful. Like he does for jnanis, karmis, dhyanis. He's just saying they are progressing. Okay, let them progress. He can do it for devotees also. Yeah, devotees, they are trying to progress. Let them progress. He does for jnanis. They are trying to study shastras, trying to get knowledge by the top sinful activity, by the development of knowledge, get purified on their own strength. Yes, let them progress. He can do it for dhyanis. Yes, dhyan. Let them progress. He can do the same thing for devotees. He is trying to offer me flower or fruit. He is trying to fight over his mind. Samskaras. Let him try. Krishna can do that. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, no. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name deshasti na priya. I am equal to all. But ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya mai teteshu chapyam. If somebody becomes my devotee, I become his devotee. In the case of this Ambarish Maharaj, the Lord is saying, I am the devotee of my devotees. That is the reciprocation of Lord Shri Krishna with his devotees. I become his devotees. Actually, that is inconceivable nature of the Lord. Even though he is a devotee of devotees, still he is equal to everyone. Because that is the law which Krishna says in the 4th chapter. Yathamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyam. If you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna comes to help you. That is the beautiful nature of Lord Shri Krishna. And what help he renders? Unimaginable help. Not just some help. How to go to Godhead? Yeah, that way is Golok Vrindavan. That Krishna is not the simple guide like that. He comes and picks you up with the hand helping you all the way and takes you back to God. Because with your all body, mind and soul, you surrender to Krishna. When a devotee surrenders to Krishna fully, he comes and takes you back to God. Your bhakti may be wrong, misdirected. He directs your bhakti. Your bhakti may be, see, other demigods, we may go to demigods for some material gains. They will just fulfill that and leave it over there. It says better to worship Krishna even for material gains. Because while by worshipping Krishna for material gains, he purifies us. The step begins with four types of people who approach Krishna. Artha, Artharthi, they are the basic levels of approaching Krishna. Then Jinyasu, when we come to Krishna, Krishna, pass me in my exams. Somebody may come like this in the temple. And he may see, there are many people over here. What they are doing? There is a bookstall, let me buy. Or there is some pamphlet over there with our guest department. So from that artha or artharthi, he becomes jinyasu. He becomes inquisitive. What is this? Why do people chant Hare Krishna? Will it relieve my misery? His vision is artharthi or artha, but he has become jinyasu. He has become inquisitive. From that he tries to get more knowledge. And from that he becomes jnani. He says, actually I should not go to Krishna for any material desires. He understands that by reading books, by hearing lectures, by associating with devotees. They don't worship Krishna for any material desires. From there they progress. So that way the progress happens. But even Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, I will protect them. What he says in the final, the most confidential section of 9th chapter. He says, what is bhakti? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Tadham bhaktya uprahatam ashnami prayatatmana. First of all, bhakti is very easy. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. No one in this world can say, I can't do it. A leaf of water, a flower or a fruit. On the other hand, to go to hell is a great effort. To go to the hell, you have to make big, big efforts to perform sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meditating. You have to have a lot of money. You have to make arrangements of slaughterhouses and brothels and gambling dens and all these things. You have to hide from police and all these things. Big effort to do sinful activity to go to hell. And to go to Golok, no money. Go and pick any flower, fruit, water, leaf. Krishna is more merciful actually. If you don't have this, you can do these things in the mind also. If you don't have actual leaf or flower or fruit, which is very easy to get. Any 100% people in this world can get. But Krishna says, if you don't have that, do it in the mind at least. At least offer a leaf flower in the Krishna Devi. We have the story of South Indian. Brahman was offering the kheer in the mind. We all know this story. So if he can't do it in the mind. What easy can be this? Just offer to Krishna in the mind. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. Yome bhakta prayachati. If you do that, Krishna says, I accept it. And Krishna now gives a very nice description in the coming verses. Even if you are not a pure devotee, how I will help you. If you are offering me patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, then api cheta sudaracharo bhajante mam ananya bhag. Sadhur eva sa mantavya samyak vyavasthito hi sa. If you are continuing with patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, and because of your conditioned nature, sometimes here and there, without your will, if a devotee performs sudurachar, durachar is abominable act, and sudurachar is thoroughly abominable act. It's not just some speaking lies or something. Lord Krishna is not indicating, sometimes devotees speak. He is saying sudurachar. Api cheta sudurachar. Even if my devotee, sometimes out of his conditioned helpless nature, performs a greatly sinful act. Sadhur eva sa mantavya. Every word is useful, very meaningful. Eva means he has to be considered only sadhu. Sometimes people say, we'll consider him. See, he is doing some bad activity here. So that much sinful, or that much not devotee, and that much devotee. When he is engaged in spiritual life, he is devotee, and when he is doing bad activities, he is non devotee. Krishna says, sadhu eva, only sadhu. Sadhu eva sa, and mantavya. Mantavya, we have heard this word kartavya. Kartavya means duty, you can't escape from it. Tavya means you have, it should be done. In India, we have these rights and duties, constitution. Rights you may enjoy or you may not enjoy, but duties you can't avoid. Your duty is to pay taxes. So you can say, I will not pay taxes. Duty means you have to do it. So mantavya means you have to consider. I consider, you have to consider. Sadhu eva and again mantavya. Why? Samyak vyavasthito hi sa. He is continuing with his patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktaya prachati. Krishna doesn't help in this way to the yogis or jnanis. He helps in this way only to devotees. And why? Because shipram bhavati dharmatma. Here you can understand bhakti is a very powerful process to overcome our conditioned nature. We all are conditioned in various ways. Bhakti is a very, very, very powerful process to overcome our conditioned nature. Whatever conditioned nature we have, bhakti can clear that. Otherwise, there is no scope. Apiche, shipram bhavati dharmatma, samyak, sorry, I missed. Shipram bhavati dharmatma, shashvat shantim nigacchati, kaunteya pratijanehi name bhaktya pranashyati. Krishna is promising, I will take care that my devotee comes back to spiritual life. Immediately. We have to understand this immediately. I will end. Okay, I will just continue this link. Krishna is helping his devotees who still have sinful proclivities. Krishna doesn't say, I will help only pure devotees. Why will do durachar? Pure devotee will not do durachar. Only when the devotee has still some sinful activities, Krishna says, I will help him. Now he says, even if somebody is not of very high birth. Somebody may not be sinful, but somebody may not be of a very qualified brahmana, intellectual, or something like that. Not very high birth. Krishna says, I will deliver them also. To become a jnani, you can't be, oh, I am less intelligent, I want to become jnani. Not possible. You can't do that. If you are not having that 16 samskaras, it's difficult to do karma kanda. It's difficult to do that. You have to have, and who has this 16 samskaras in this material world? In this present time. Who has a high intellectual brain to study jnana kanda? But mami partha, Kaliyuga, everyone is shudra. Everyone is low born. Mami partha vyapashita yepisu papa yonaya. Low born means because of some reactions. Our past actions, we are low born. CO Vaishyastata Shudo. Any see in this material always there is some high and low. Tepi Yanti Param Gatim. Krishna says my sinfully inclined devotee, he's progressing, but still right now he's sinfully inclined devotee. I protect him. A low born devotee, I protect him. Tepi and they will also attain the supreme abode. And Kim Punar Brahmana Vipra. Punya Rajashayastata, Bhakta. What to speak of devotees, pious, saintly kings? They will certainly achieve Anityam Asukham Lokam, Imam Praja Bhajasva Mam. How? Everyone can attain supreme destination, but Bhajasva Mam. Again it comes. By unalloyed devotional service, by thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day, we can easily reach the supreme abode. And the classical case study is Ajamil, where he was thoroughly attached to sinful activities. Yes, just one point I missed. I will finish in 1 minute, although I am a little late. Immediately, we should understand is immediately, Krishna says, immediately you will come to me. But it's immediately is not from our point of view. We say immediately means, like immediately get me water within 1 minute. We say immediately I am now practicing bhakti for 20 years. It may be from some higher point of view. Bharat Maharaj took 3 lifetimes. That is immediately. Ajamil had to practice for 12 more years. That is immediately. Don't think immediately from our point of view. It's immediately from Brahmaji's point of view maybe. It may take 1 or 2 births. But still it's immediately from our point of view also. Because we have been in this material world for billions of Brahmaji's days. One Brahmaji's life is 300 million and trillion years. And we have been in this world for billions of such lifetimes. Compared to that, immediately we go back to Godhead. Shipram bhavati dharmatma. But we think immediately means our immediately. I chant Hare Krishna and pure devotee. No, we have to be a little bit patient. That immediately is from Krishna immediately. So if we are on devotional path, yes, immediately all of us will become pure devotees, and therefore we have to not see the faults of other devotees. They will be immediately purified. Hare Krishna. Gantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.